This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two statewide races in Florida now heading to manual recounts after results of automated recounts still show very small margins between the candidates. After the machine recount, the governor, Rick Scott, a Republican, has a tiny lead over incumbent Democrat Bill Nelson in a race for a U.S. Senate seat. Also, the race for state agriculture commissioner is going to a hand recount. That's not the case for the governor's race, as Republican Ron DeSantis holds enough of a lead over Democrat Andrew Gillum to not trigger the forced manual recount.
My neighbors are dead up there, thanks to PG&E and what they've done. They could have avoided this.
That's one of a growing number of Northern California residents blaming Pacific Gas and Electric for causing the deadly campfire because of an equipment malfunction. 63 people now dead from that blaze. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Breaking news just coming into USA Radio News is a federal judge has just ordered the Trump White House to immediately restore the press pass of CNN White House correspondent Jim Acosta. That after the network filed a lawsuit claiming that the revocation of it by the White House about a week ago violated the First Amendment.
After having talked to Ms. Whitaker and the president, I have zero concern that Mr. Mueller's job is in jeopardy.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham there following a meeting with the acting attorney general, Matt Whitaker. Graham saying that he's not expecting that Whitaker will remove Robert Mueller from the Russia investigation. Democrats have been expressing great concern that Mueller's investigation might be terminated soon following the exit of Attorney General Jeff Sessions. At least seven people are dead from the first big wintry storm of the season making its way across the eastern third of the nation. It's been affecting the Midwest, Appalachians, and now the Northeast and New England. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is facing charges in the United States, but the details remain under wraps. The Washington Post is reporting a prosecutor let it slip that Assange was charged under seal. Federal prosecutors have been investigating Assange, leaking diplomatic cables and military documents in 2010, and he's also been a subject in the special counsel's investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Assange has been living in the Ecuadorian embassy in London since 2012. A spokesman for troops at the U.S.-Mexico border says the Army does not view an approaching migrant caravan as enemies. President Trump has described the Central American migrants traveling through Mexico as an invasion, sending thousands of troops to the border ahead of the midterm elections. But Army Captain Guster Cunningham has told Reuters the military views them only as migrants in a caravan moving towards the U.S. trying to legitimately seek asylum. and seven women who accused Dartmouth College of enabling a 21st century animal house culture and sexually predatory professors are suing for $70 million, claiming the Ivy League school knowingly permitted three prominent professors to turn a human behavior research department into a place where students were treated as sex objects. They allege the behavior went on from 2002 through 2017. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
If you want to know how far the love can go, how deep, how wide. If you want to see how much you mean to me, look in my head, look in my side.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, we're with you. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. I'm Bill Martinez. Brigitte Gabriel is back with us, terrorism expert, chairman of Act for America, the largest national security grassroots organization in the United States, author of the new book, Rise in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. Brigitte, how are you?
Hi, Bill. I'm delighted to be back with you.
Hey, always a pleasure to have you with us. Congratulations on the book, Rise. And, of course, I want to direct everybody to the website, risetoact.com. And, of course, the book, Rise in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. Well, I'll tell you, everybody I talk to about your book, you have really resonated with what you've been able to share. Why do you think that is the case?
Thank you. Because I think, Bill, Americans who love this country recognize we have a problem. America is changing before our very eyes. I mean, look, the fact that look what happened last week with the mob showing up in front of Tucker Carlson's home.
Exactly.
His wife hiding in the pantry. You know, we have come to a point in our society where people have become so intolerant of ideas. You know, what made America great is being able to come together and discuss different ideas and debate and learn from each other. And all of us come up with better ideas to become better as a society. All of us as one. Out of many, we became one. And we want that one to be greater, stronger, bigger, more accomplished. We looked at ourselves as Americans, as one unit. Right now it is changing. Right now there are two sides. You're either on the side of the left and you are either on the side of the right. And if somebody says something on one side, obviously, on the right right now, you are attacked by Antifa, the mobs are attacking you, they're threatening your children, and this is not the society that most Americans want to live in. Most Americans love and respect our founding fathers, they respect our military, they honor our veterans, they love our flag, they salute for the national anthem. That's the America most Americans love and want to live in.
What I have loved about you from day one, Brigitte, is that you have called out political correctness for what it is, that it invalidates the conversation, it nullifies our First Amendment right of free speech, our ability to come together in the public square and discuss these issues, debate these issues. But let's call it for what it is, Brigitte. It is the left. The left has no tolerance for anybody on the right. I got to tell you, I'm tired of hearing that it comes from both sides. It is clear that it is primarily coming from the left. I'm sorry, and you can correct me if I'm wrong.
Exactly. Exactly. No, you're right. It comes only from the left. When was last time you saw, look, we had Obama for 8 years. I didn't like Obama. I know a lot of the people that I knew did not like Obama. But he respected the office of the president. And you did not see people ambushing Democratic elected officials in restaurants, yelling at them, showing up in front of leftist pundits on MSNBC, threatening their families, their children, their wives, their husbands. You didn't see the animosity. You didn't see Republican young kids blocking bridges, showing up with machetes and black masks, destroying property. You know, we may not have agreed with the policies on the left, but we respected the democratic process, and we said, okay, this is a democratic process. We're going to do whatever we can. We write letters to our elected officials. We call our elected officials about different things. We work on ways where we can advance our cause and our point of views while respecting the political process. Look, my organization, ACT for America, which is now the largest national security grassroots organization in the country. We've got 1 million members.
That's awesome.
When we launched our chapters, we launched our chapter network in 2008. And, you know, Obama was elected in 2008. Mm-hmm. And for 8 years, for 6 years, 8 years to 8 years after that, we knew we're not going to get anywhere on Capitol Hill. So we started organizing, passing bills on a local level. We built 1,000 chapters nationwide. We have helped pass 84 bills in 32 states. And we did it under Obama, democratically, where we called our elected officials. We visited state capitals. That's how you organize. But you do not attack people. You do not threaten people's livelihood. You do not threaten people's safety. And that's what we're seeing on the left. And that's why my book, Rise, is resonating with people, because people understand there's a problem in the country. And in Rise, I give them ideas and tips as to how they can mobilize, how they can organize to make a difference for the country without putting their lives in danger, without breaking any laws, while we respectfully obey our Constitution and participate in our democratic process and do it peacefully from the privacy of our own home.
Yeah, what did you make of Hillary Clinton's statement that civility will come back, in essence, when the Democrats are back in rule? What was your response to that?
Look, as goes the top, as goes the bottom. So when you see leftist radicals showing up on the streets, like what they did in front of Tucker Carlson's home, or attacking peaceful demonstrations, Antifa showing up with machetes and brass knuckles and black masks and burning places and attacking places and destroying property, it's because they're listening to this type of rhetoric coming from the highest level, whether it's Hillary Clinton or Maxine Waters, or look at Eric Holder's, you know, when they're low, we kick them. This is what they're getting from the leadership. And Hillary Clinton was just basically, at least she's honest enough to come out straight out and say it. And you know what? I don't think we're going to see any changes. I don't see the left right now being happy because they won the election. If they were happy because they won the House, they would not be showing up and attacking Tucker Carlson's house in front of his home.
Exactly. Well said. And, you know, this is the issue. It's never enough. It's, you know, what Pat Riley called many years ago, the disease of more. For the people on the left, it's just never enough. And we're back to the ends justify the means. And, you know, statements like what Hillary Clinton has said, what Maxine Waters, what Chuck Schumer has said, you know, it's not about jobs. It's about mobs as far as they're concerned. I mean, they may tell you differently, but that's not what they're supporting, is it?
I know that's exactly it. That's not what they're supporting. We are looking at the left as the mob rule right now. You are guilty until you've proven innocent. They have no respect for law and order. They detest our police. They don't respect our veterans, nor want to support our veterans. And I really believe right now for the next 2 years, they're going to try everything they can to block President Trump and everything he's trying to accomplish, whether from securing our borders to building our military to controlling our immigration system. They're going to try to block him at every road. And that's why people need to understand what we're facing as a nation, what's the ramification if we don't take action, and where we're going to be unless we turn the ship around right now. And that's why my book, Rise, you know, I lay out I discuss the difficult topics. I discuss the difficult issues that people do not want to talk about. out. They are uncomfortable. They are confrontational. But we need to discuss them as a nation, and we need to come together and tackle these issues. And that's why my book, Rise, is a mandatory reading for anybody who is so concerned about what's happening in the country and want to do something to make a difference for the country.
Well, as you say in Rise, in defense of Judeo-Christian values and freedom, you've got to know what it is that you're defending and
right.
how much power that you have as a citizen of this great country. But if you don't exercise it, you're going to be overwhelmed. We got more from Brigitte after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Back with the American
19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent we are. And speaking of fresh and independent, Brigitte Gabriel is that, and a breath of fresh air, certainly. Her new book, Rise in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. You can go to the website, risetoact.com, for more information. Get involved. She has activated since 2008. It's just been incredible what you've been able to do, Brigitte. The fact that you've gotten so many groups together, it definitely demonstrates that it's, number one, there was a problem. Number two, it required somebody with a vision. And number three, a leader to lead the way here. And so congratulations for all the efforts and what you're doing on behalf of America.
Thank you so much. And of course, I couldn't do it alone. You know, what it's required? It's required tenacity. It's required courage. It's required not caring what people say about you. Move forward and focus on your end goal. And, you know, for those of you who hear me speak or have heard me speak before, I always say 2% of the passionate will always rule the 98% indifferent. 2% of the passionate will always rule the 98% indifferent. You need to have passion and dedication to your country and say, I am going to make a difference. I'm not going to wait on somebody else. I'm going to do it. And this is exactly what a million members were able to say with me. You know, we named the organization Act for America, Bill. Act for America. Mm-hmm. Not think about America, not wish for America, not hope for America, not pray for America. You can do all that, and you should do all that. But that by itself doesn't change anything until you take action. Act for America. And I encourage people listening to this interview to please go to our website, actforamerica.org, and join us. Sign up to get our emails and action alerts. Sign up to join a chapter in your community. Start a chapter in your community if there's no chapter. We need to start chapters. We need activists. If you're too busy, if you just have a few minutes a day, sign up as an activist where we can notify you when there's a bill coming down for a vote so you can call your elected official and work with them. You know, we need everybody mobilized, and everybody can do something. Go to actforamerica.org and join us.
Regine, you bring up a good point here. It's not like somebody needs another full-time job. Even if you invested 5 minutes a day, you know, 10 minutes a week, you know, to rise and act for America, for your children and your grandchildren, people are going to be amazed at what's happening. I mean, you've already seen at the grassroots level the kind of changes that your activists, the million-plus army that you've been able to put together, and I say an army of revolutionaries that have come together to remind America the value of our Declaration of Independence and our U.S. Constitution.
Exactly, exactly. And that's why it is so easy to be active. See, the problem, Bill, people don't realize how much their voice matters. They say, oh, my congressman, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, they need to hear from 40,000 people before they do anything. Wrong. I talk to elected officials all the time, and I ask them, how many people do you need to hear from to make an issue your top priority? And you'll be shocked. 40 to 50 people on a federal level. Now, I'm sure there are 40 to 50 people listening to this broadcast right now. But here's the numbers. Here's the science behind the numbers. They believe if one person makes a phone call or writes a letter, he or she are representing 1,000 couch potatoes who feel the same way but are too lazy to make a phone call or write a letter, yet they vote on election day. So your voice represents 40 to 50,000 voters. And here's how easy you need to be active. If you're stuck in traffic driving back from work, you open up your email, you're sitting in traffic, it takes you an hour and a half to get home. You look at your email, there's an email from us. You click on the link to contact Congress about a certain bill. You can literally do it while you are sitting in traffic in drive time, crawling in traffic. Make a phone call to your elected official about a certain bill. We already have a pre-script for you or a pre-recorded message. With a click of a button, you can do it, and you're sitting in your car in the privacy of your own car, and nobody around you knows what you're doing, so nobody can threaten your life. Nobody can attack you. You are anonymous, but you are making a difference for the country, and you are given the tools to make a difference for the country, and you can do it while you're sitting in traffic going to your work or coming back from work. That's how easy it is to be active. It doesn't take a lot of time. Now, if you want to invest a a lot of time and you want to start a chapter in your community, by all means, please call us. We would love to work with you on that. It's very easy. We will mentor you. We'll provide you with anything that you need. But if you just want to be an activist and make a difference, you can do it sitting on traffic commuting to work.
And you go to the website, actforamerica.org, for all the information that you need to have. I want to talk about this incredible and growing anti-Semitic movement between, you know, BDS and all these other obvious attacks on Israel. You say the civilized world must band together in solidarity to ensure that people of all faiths can live in peace and harmony, and the Jews are never persecuted and victimized by barbaric, murderous ideologies ever again.
Absolutely. And look, we are better. I wrote this article after the attack on Charlottesville, and we can never allow such criminal acts like what happened at the synagogue in Pittsburgh happen in our country. And that should not be tolerated to happen against any people of faith, whether they are Jewish, whether they are Muslims, whether they are Buddhist, whether they are Christians. Hatred to that level, to the point where you walk in and attack worshipers standing in their house of worship on their holy day, Saturday for the Jews, or Sunday for the Christians, or Friday for the Muslims. That should not be tolerated in our society. We are better than that as people. And we need, whenever a crime happens like that against any people of faith, we all need to come together and fight that and stand up together unified against that type of religious hatred and bigotry, because it should not be tolerated. We have a lot of, we may have differences of opinion. We may have a lot of issues facing our country that we are passionately debating amongst each other. We may have people on the left and people on the right and people in the middle and people on different sides of a certain political topic. But we should be able to argue ideas, debate ideas, and passionately disagree with each other. That does not give anyone the right, because of their anger, to take that anger against innocent people worshiping at a house of worship.
Exactly.
And this is why we need to speak up, and we need to speak up very boldly and authoritatively about this issue.
You know, Brigitte, here recently, because, you know, Veterans Day, we remember Armistice Day, the end of the war to end all wars, which was World War One, of course, which gave us World War Two and ongoing conflict since. But what came out of this, the big takeaway, when I look back, was America was really affected by the human rights abuses that took place, the gassing of civilians, the carnage that was left behind. And of course, then we were further impacted by the bombs that were released in Japan and Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And you talk about saying never again. America, as a result of all that, because of its embrace of the human rights violations that had taken place during these wars, we led the Western civilization into the sensitivity, the increased awareness of human rights. And today we find ourselves, because we've compromised ourselves and decided to still align with some allies for the sake of oil or whatever it is that you want to blame it on, we have kind of mollified that. And maybe there might be a renewal for this passion for human rights. What do you say?
Well, we emotions are running very high right now in our country and around the world. And here's why. Because not only we are facing very hot topics, but many generations before us faced the same hot topics. But what makes things boil right now is the internet. Because people are feeding that anger, that hatred, that animosity on the internet. Whether it's through video games, whether it's through websites, whether it's through their friends who may be racist or bigots or whatever. That's what's feeding that hatred right now. And this is why it is more incumbent upon us to understand why it is important to fight that level of hatred.
Brigitte Gabriel has been with us. Brigitte, as we close, remind everybody how they can be in touch with you.
People can go to our website, actforamerica.org, actforamerica.org. There you'll find information about my book, Rise. The book Rise is also available in all bookstores, Walmart, Sam's Club, Barnes & Noble, Amazon. I encourage you to get it, to read it, and to share it with your friends.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two statewide races in Florida now heading to manual recounts after results of automated recounts still show very small margins between the candidates. After the machine recount, the governor, Rick Scott, a Republican, has a tiny lead over incumbent Democrat Bill Nelson in a race for a U.S. Senate seat. Also, the race for state agriculture commissioner is going to a hand recount. That's not the case for the governor's race, as Republican Ron DeSantis holds enough of a lead over Democrat Andrew Gillum to not trigger the forced manual recount.
My neighbors are dead up there, thanks to PG&E and what they've done. They could have avoided this.
That's one of a growing number of Northern California residents blaming Pacific Gas and Electric for causing the deadly campfire because of an equipment malfunction. 63 people now dead from that blaze. This is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
You call me out.
With the America, Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, and as we continue on, and Tony Francois is with us. Tony, how are you?
Good. How are you doing today, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much for being with us. Tony is an attorney with Pacific Legal Foundation out of the West Coast. And, Tony, I want to talk specifically about, you know, the fires there in in California, but more particularly about Navy jet, a former Navy jet pilot has been going and having to endure something, and all he's guilty of is trying to protect his property.
Well, thanks. The news, I think, is full of the horror show that's underway in California right now with an entire town, small town of Paradise, California, that's basically been burned down. With dozens confirmed dead and hundreds missing as a result of an out-of-control forest fire. And that's about 80 miles north of where I live in Sacramento. The health impacts of this are statewide. Schools are closed in several areas that are downwind of the smoke plume from this particular fire, and it's at this stage the most destructive forest fire in California history, both in terms of structures but also lives lost. And I think that's an important piece of context in which to talk about Joe Robertson's case at the Supreme Court. Joe Robertson is an elderly Navy veteran. He wasn't a pilot.
I misspoke there. No, I understand.
No, that's okay. And hey, you know, we all dream of being a Navy pilot, right? So that's, easy thing to, to think about. But he lives out in the woods in Montana, rural Montana, not too far from the town of Helena. He lives on the very edge of a national forest in Montana. And in 2013 and 14, he built some ponds in a clearing near his home for the purpose of creating a ready-at-hand water supply in the event that it was necessary to fight a fire in his particular area of the woods in Montana. As with California and most other Western states, there's been an increasing incidence and increased risk of catastrophic fire, and so it was a pretty reasonable step for him to build these ponds. Basically, they are little ponds that sit in the course of a one-foot-wide, one-foot-deep channel that runs through this clearing. And so the channel fills up the ponds, and then at the bottom of the ponds, the water spills over back into the channel and continues on its merry way. And his reward for this effort to defend lives and property was for the Environmental Protection Agency to arrive on scene and inform him that, in their opinion, this one-foot-wide, one-foot-deep, nameless channel in the woods is a federally protected, quote, navigable water regulated by the EPA. And for which he was supposed to go get the U.S. Army's permission before he dug these ponds. And lo and behold, despite nobody in the world coming from a reasonable perspective on life who would look at this little channel, this is something that you would step over without necessarily even noticing it was there. If you're a grown person, you might not be able to get your foot entirely inside this channel. And yet, EPA's expectation was that the average person would be able to look at this and intuit that the federal government considers this their regulated navigable waters. But despite this sort of counterintuitive way of interpreting the law, Joe was prosecuted and actually sent to prison for a year and a half.
Wow.
At the tender age of 77, for building these ponds without the Army's permission. He was also ordered to pay the government $130,000 in restitution for the government to do a restoration project in this clearing to return the ponds to their pre-condition. So Joe finished his term of imprisonment about a year ago. He's still paying on the $130,000 restitution order and, you know, making monthly payments on that, and is under supervised release following his prison term. He filed an appeal with the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. That was unsuccessful, and so Pacific Legal Foundation has taken his case, and we've filed a request with the Supreme Court that they review his case and reverse his convictions. And the key question we're asking the Supreme Court is to put some clarity on, you know, how in the world something that is obviously not navigable can nonetheless be considered the federal government's navigable waters in a way that gives the ordinary citizen fair notice of, you know, whether the law is going to apply to their actions or not.
Well, yeah, I mean, navigable, I mean, what, by a toy boat, maybe? I mean,
no, it's, I mean, you know, it's, but it's remarkable. And the traditional meaning of that term, because it is a significant one in the nation's history and laws, is not merely that some type of vessel would be able to navigate on it, but that it would be used or useful in commerce, in interstate commerce. And so, you know, the mere fact that maybe a larger stream, somebody might be able to kayak down it, is not in itself going to make that stream navigable in the traditional sense. The Clean Water Act, which is what this all arises under, was passed in the early 70s to protect rivers and lakes from, you know, municipal sewage and industrial pollution and, you know, those obvious problems. What's transpired, though, since then is that the agencies, the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers, have reinterpreted the term navigable waters to basically follow the water uphill as far as they can, as they can follow it, and claim regulatory authority over all of those little tributaries and even isolated channels and ponds and even puddles and ditches. So the nature of this problem is that the statute says navigable waters, but the agency regulations have broadened that in a very counterintuitive way to mean just about anything. And there's no way for the ordinary citizen to know simply by looking at the water on their property, well, is this what the government considers navigable or not?
Well,
that's
really
the question we're asking the Supreme Court to clear up for us.
Well, speaking of which, didn't you get, I mean, in a sense, you've got former Justice Anthony Kennedy was the one that kind of opened this door a bit, did he not, with an interpretation of this that, you know, brought some broad perspective that I think has probably even taken it further than what he intended?
Well, it's true. So there was a Supreme Court decision in 2006 that I think people expected to bring some clarity and resolution to this, but unfortunately was decided with multiple opinions instead of one majority opinion. Justice Kennedy wrote an opinion that he was the only one who even joined, providing this a very broad, very vague interpretation of navigable waters, which the agencies have simply used as license to claim anything they want. Oddly enough, interestingly, a couple of years ago in a subsequent Clean Water Act case, Justice Kennedy even speculated in open court, maybe the Clean Water Act is even unconstitutionally vague. In other words, it doesn't afford the ordinary citizen fair notice of whether it applies or not.
Right.
So,
exactly.
We're optimistic that the court will look at this case as an opportunity to add some clarity to this area.
We got to leave it there,
Life
Tony. Tony Francois,
one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Stand in the light and be seen as we are.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
This is who I am inside. This is who I am. I'm not going to hide. Because the greatest risk we'll ever take is by far. Stand in the light and be seen as we are.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
It's all about you, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us on this very independent and liberated radio show here at the intersection of faith and politics. That was an incredible story that Tony Francois, the attorney from senior attorney from the Pacific Legal Foundation, if you understood what was happening to this Navy vet. I mean, what a nightmare for what he was intending to do, especially in light of, you know, the fires that are occurring there on the West Coast. You think, okay, well, you know, he lived in a rural area. You need to do something to protect his property. And so he does something that seems very logical to do. You know, you build upon on his land for fire prevention, right? And you think no harm, no foul, and then you find out $130,000 later, all kinds of legal costs and what have you, 18 months in prison, that you have violated this law, that the EPA, with all its power and glory, comes in and ruins your day and your life. I mean, this is what a nightmare for this 77-year-old Navy vet. I guess this is the way our country, you know, thanks you for your service, I guess. But absolutely bizarre. And thank God for the Pacific Legal Foundation and the senior attorney, Tony Francois, in picking up the case here to, you know, fight this good fight on behalf of this 77-year-old former Navy vet. Unbelievable. So what's going on? I mean, it's like common sense has been thrown out the window. But, of course, we see that happening a lot these days, especially in light. I mean, you know, you go from the West Coast to East Coast, and you see what's happening in terms of how people cannot seem to, you know, count ballots, as you heard earlier from the attorney with Tripp Scott, you know, our good friend Ed Pozzuoli. And, you know, here he is, you know, former chair for the Republican Party down there. And he was involved in, you know, the Gore v. Bush fiasco, which, you know, after everything was said and done, You know, as Ed had reported, it was like 578 votes or something, finally was determined. And then there was, another individual, a citizen, who was trying to make sure that his vote counted. He had put in an absentee ballot. And, Broward County again, he does his due diligence, gets his vote in there early. And it is missed, but he was the one that was able to have kind of the last celebratory, cheer on it because they ended up counting his vote. This is years later. So now, you add one more vote to the grand total there. So our next guest right now is the deputy editor with Good Housekeeping, Lori Jennings. Before we bring Lori on, a little background. You know, we all have heard that it's better to give than to receive, right? But if you want to treat yourself this holiday season, you're in luck. Lori is here to help us understand how we can, share everything from the perfect gift for your coworker to the must-haves if you're planning on hosting a holiday gathering. Plus, Good Housekeeping, Amazon, and Mall of America have teamed up to give you an inside look at the innovative, what they call GH Lab pop-up shop from the comfort of your own living room. The shop boasts nearly 3,000 square feet of more than 100 products from over 40 innovative brands. Let's bring Lori Jennings on now. Lori, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about this GH Lab store. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. The GH Lab store is something that we conceived of with Mall of America, as you mentioned, and Amazon. So this is a physical space in the Mall of America that's running now until the end of December, where you can actually go and see products that we've tested in the lab and shop these products as well using Amazon Smile Codes. But the best part is you actually don't have to go to the Mall of America. You can also shop the store on Amazon.com. So if you go to Amazon.com/shop/GH tested, you can see all of the products that we've tested and curated for the store. There are things for your bedroom, your bathroom, your living room. There are toys. There are smart gadgets. You name it. There's tons of stuff in there, over 140 products in there that we have evaluated in the Institute at Good Housekeeping. And when I say evaluated, I mean that's not just the editorial team like me. That's engineers and scientists and chemists who have actually done real lab tests on these products to look at them and then report back to consumers what we found and what we like and sometimes what we don't like. But in the most case, everything in the store is stuff that we've tested and obviously like because we're recommending it.
Well, very cool. Lori, is this like virtual shopping, so to speak? Or,
absolutely.
Exactly. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you can't make it to Minneapolis, not everyone can make it out to the actual Mall of America. So you actually can shop from the comfort of your own living room. You can shop at Amazon.com/shop/GH tested. And again, check out all of the products, see what we've tested. It's absolutely virtual shopping. Everything gets sent directly to your home. You don't have to pick it up. Even if you shop in the store itself, in the physical store at Mall of America, everything gets sent to you at your home. So that's, it's a very innovative, first of its kind store, and we're hearing that there are copycats coming, but we were one of the first to do it, and we're really, really thrilled to have it because at the Institute at Good Housekeeping here in New York City, we do tours all the time. People come and they look at products and they think, I want to shop this right now.
So exactly.
That's what sort of created this idea. People want to hear our recommendations. They trust our authority and the rigorousness of our testing. So that's really amazing. And I know you can't see them necessarily, but I do have some things with me today that I just want to highlight and talk about that are in the store that just give you a little sneak peek of what's in there.
Yeah, let's go ahead. Let's break it down.
So I brought some Erin Condren Collection desk accessories. So these are travel journals and day planners and beautifully designed high-quality paper products and notepads that you can use that I think are just great stocking stuffers at the holidays but also great ways to help keep you or, anyone in your life who needs a little help with being organized. These products are a really great solution for that. Or if you want to be able to send note cards or encourage children to send note cards, it's great to have some beautiful paper products to ship out to them or to send to have for them. We also have our Eucerin Advanced Repair Cream. So we know winter is upon us, at least here in New York, and this stuff is great in terms of helping clear up any dry or rough skin patches or cracked skin. So it's great to keep near your bed or in your bag or things like that. So really, really great practical gift. I love to give it to my father at Christmas time. Poopery, I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, but this is a spray product that can actually help deal with any unpleasant bathroom odors, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yes. So really, no, we've reported on that before, so yes, very familiar with it.
And it's actually one of the top sellers in the store, and I think it's one of those great products that you keep in your bathroom at home. You take it with you when you're a guest somewhere, and it just gives that sense of relief to people, and it really does not only mask the odor, but, you know, leave a very pleasant scent as well. So that's really great. I've also got the Vitamix A3500. It's a new Vitamix blender that is Bluetooth enabled, and so just really sort of the evolution of the Vitamix. It's beautiful on a countertop. It's great if you're hosting, whether it's for Thanksgiving or Christmas, because you can throw so many things in there. It can deal with ice and coffee beans. It can make smoothies or dips or cocktails, so you name it. You can trust that Vitamix to do so much for you. And then, of course, another product that tests very well and performs very well in our lab tests at the Kitchen Appliances and Technology Lab at the Institute. The last thing I wanted to tell you about is the Tulo mattress. So this is something we've also looked at. I'm sure you've heard about mattress in a box phenomenon that has happened. And there are so many popping up, and we've tested so many of them. And the Tulo mattress is unique because it comes in three different firmness levels. So you've got your soft, your medium, and your firm. And that's a great thing if you're having overnight guests coming, you want to upgrade your guest room, or, you know, just give them a nicer evening, a nicer experience. A Tulo mattress is a great thing to invest in, and that'll last for years as well. And, of course, all of this, if you order it at amazon.com/shop/GHtested, gets sent directly to your home, so you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to do anything. Just go to the URL. It's amazing.
You don't have to fight for parking space at the mall.
You don't have to fight for a parking space at the mall. You don't have to wait in line at a checkout counter. You don't have to even wait in line to pick something up at an outlet somewhere. So it's really, really super convenient.
That's awesome. We're talking with Lori Jennings, deputy editor at Good Housekeeping and director of the Good Housekeeping Institute. She heads up a variety of content initiatives, from lifestyle packages to product testing. Lori, what is this like for you? I mean, to test all these products and, you know, here it is, like you said, this was in a controlled environment. This is your first time to put it in a mall, 3,000 square feet today. Probably next year we could probably be looking at double that and even hundreds more in terms of great gift ideas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a real thrill, and it's great to work with the Mall of America as well as Amazon. It was a real, you know, team effort to get it together, and we were so thrilled that it's all working so seamlessly. For us to test the products, that's what we do at Good Housekeeping day in, day out. It's what we love. It's why we have scientists and engineers and chemists and product analysts on our team, because everything we do is backed by science. There's, you know, we really rely heavily on science to inform our opinions. And then it's great for us to be able to share that with consumers, to be able to say, you know, here's what we tested, and here's what we liked, and here's what we maybe didn't like. But the point is, you know, we live in a world where there's so much happening in the mall, online, and Good Housekeeping wants to be there with you where you're making your purchases, where you're, you know, making those decisions. And that can even be the comfort of your own living room, but we want to be able to help inform those decisions, because that's what Good Housekeeping has been doing for over 100 years.
Yeah, it is amazing, the tradition and legacy of the Good Housekeeping seal of approval that we used to hear about a lot when we were growing up. As we wrap things up here, Lori, we got about 15 seconds. Where can they go for more information?
Definitely check out all of the products at amazon.com/shop/GHtested. There's so much great information there.
Lori Jennings has been our guest. Lori, thank you very much. All the best for the holidays for you.
Affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youth.
youthfulness and experience your body healing itself. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is